Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. I hope you're enjoying the summer break. Today you're with Philippa, and our program is about Berlin between the two world wars. We'll play some of the cabaret music suppressed by the Third Reich, music the Nazis considered degenerate. In 1933, the National Socialist Party was voted into power, and Adolf Hitler appointed Chancellor. Hitler's henchmen took control. Freedom of speech would now be stifled, as would many of the modern arts that had flourished during the short-lived Weimar Republic, which only lasted from 1918 to 1933. A wealth of musical and lyric talent had created a thriving and vibrant cabaret scene during the Weimar era, and many of the talented composers and songwriters were Jewish. Germany's first cabarets had opened in 1901 in Berlin. In spite of the Prussian censors, cabaret grew in popularity as a more open-minded audience enjoyed the wit, satire, and sauciness that mocked the values and social foibles of bourgeois society. People had had enough of war. The patriotic fervor of an older generation was regarded with cynicism. That veneration of war and jingoism had come at a high price. Resentment seethed at the unrealistic war reparation payments imposed on a once proud Germany. With vast unemployment came poverty and homelessness. Worst of all was the hyperinflation. Money was worthless. Just about everything was unaffordable, and the middle class were rapidly sinking into humiliating poverty. People were forced to sell whatever they could just to survive, sometimes even themselves. Even drugs were freely available and cheap. Cocaine, the preferred drug of choice. And yet, the Weimar years were remarkable. Despite an atmosphere of febrile confusion, with political upheaval, poverty and desperation, or perhaps because of it, the zeitgeist, that ephemeral spirit of the time, unleashed a surge of prolific talent and creativity in all the arts. Talented people from upcountry and abroad flocked to Berlin. Writers, musicians, actresses, revolutionaries and free thinkers, fraudsters and transients, all chancing their luck in the glittering seediness of Berlin. Unaware, the Weimar Republic was already in its final death throes. Berlin, with its brothels catering for most proclivities and racy cabaret nightlife, was notorious as a destination for sex holidays. Foreigners on a limited income also found it a cheap place to live. The British writer Christopher Isherwood took up residence in Berlin from 1929 to 1933. He came not only to find inspiration for his writing, but also to be initiated into the homoerotic promiscuity of Berlin's numerous boy bars. There were thought to be 170 male brothels under police supervision at the time. Berlin offered refuge to the gay expat community of his generation, who were fearful of censure and prosecution in conservative Britain. Living incognito in Berlin gave a sense of exhilarating freedom, unimaginable at home. They saw themselves as daring and nonconformist. In the aftermath of the First World War, Berlin had become a smouldering hotbed of political ideology and freedom of expression not tolerated elsewhere in Europe. It was now a city not only of reckless abandon, but also of opportunity and intrigue. With the boycott of Jewish businesses in April 1933, stark reality was about to hit home. It was time for Christopher Isherwood, his fellow expats, and anyone under threat to say goodbye to Berlin. Incidentally, the film Cabaret was based on Sally Bowles, one of the characters Isherwood portrayed in the Berlin novels, written after he had left Berlin for good. Now, let's listen to some of that music suppressed by the Third Reich. Except for one, all the songs we'll play today are sung in English by Uta Lemper, at least I think that's the way you pronounce it, with the Matrix Ensemble. Here she is singing It's All a Swindle, composed by Friedrich Hollander, with lyrics by Marcellus Schiffer. a saucy satire composed by Friedrich Hollander with lyrics by Kurt Tucholsky. Take it off, Petronella.
She is all the rage of the German stage, playing Wiedekind or Goethe. We all love her so, she plays SRO, so the critics' barbs don't hurt her. It's really a phenomenon. When she comes on, all cares are gone. She bears her soul and shoulder. We gasp and pant and start to chant. Take it off, Petronella, take it off. Of your talents we're adoring, but we find the theatre boring. If you don't want us to yawn or snore, cough. Take it off, Petronella, take it off.
Put anyone to sleep yet.
I act Maeterlinck, wearing only mink, and I play Fiji Naya, wearing not a swatch, just a diamond watch and a glittering tiara. I bring classics to the present tense with elegance and relevance, and you'll love my love's labor. My Juliet's the best you'll
costumes get less and lesser. They think I am quite the dresser. And of course they all admire my scholarship. When I strip, don't you fellas, when I strip.
When the curtain's down, she goes on the town on the arm of a rich lover. Then he sees her home and start to roam, but he hovers just above her. You'll please me more than you can know by giving me a second show. Your bare flesh in the moonlight will help to make my juices flow. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me. Release your body from its torment. I want my own private performance. In the morning we'll go on a shopping spree. But tonight, Petronella, strip for me. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me.
Now the music and lyrics for this spirited song we're going to play next is by Friedrich Hollander, and it's called Chuck Out the Men.
The battle for emancipation's been raging since history began. Yes, feminists of every nation want to throw off the chains made by man. Hula girls and housemaids and wives and Barry Boo hear all our voices thunder and protest. Anything that men do, women can do too, and more than that, we women do it best. Chuck all the men out of the Reichstag and chuck all the men out of the courthouse. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by their vanity. Women have passively embraced them when we could have easily outpaced them. Yes, we should have long ago replaced them, or better yet, erased them. If we haven't made our feelings clear, men all howl and bluster. They cry through the night and the day, perfecting the techniques they'll muster for the times when they don't get their way. Mercy holds the monster and feeds him from her breast, and baby is contented for a bit. But when he sees his nurse is trying to get some rest, the little man decides to have a fit. Chuck all the men out of the Reichstag and chuck all the men out of the courthouse. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by the women have passively embraced them when we could have easily outpaced them. Yes, we should have long ago replaced them, or better yet, erased them. If we have made our feelings clear, we women have had it up to here. The men get the pick of professions. They're policemen as corners of clerks. They get rich and acquire possessions, like we wives who keep house for these jerks. They're ruining the country while we mop up the floor. They're flushing this whole nation down the drain. Sisters, stand together, let's show these men the door before they drive us totally insane. Chuck all the men out of the Reichstag and chuck all the men out of the courthouse. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by their vanity. We're gonna passively embrace them when we could have easily outraged.
Lavender Song, composed by Misha Spolyansky, with lyrics by Kurt Schwabach, speaks for the right to be openly gay.
What makes them think they have the right to say what God considers vice? What makes them think they have the right to keep us out of paradise? They make our lives hell here on earth, poisoning us with guilt and shame. If we resist, prison awaits, so our love does not speak its name. The crime is when love must hide. From now on we'll love with pride. We're not afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, well, hell, we'll take the chance. They are so straight, uptight, upright and rigid. They march in lockstep, we prefer to dance. We see a world of romance and of pleasure. Can see is sheer banality. Lavender night's our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be. Round us all up, send us away. That's what you'd really like to do. But we are too strong, proud, unafraid. In fact, we almost pity you. You act from fear. Why should that be? What is it that you're frightened of? The way that we dress, the way that we meet, the fact that you cannot destroy our love. We're going to win our rights to lavender days and afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, well, hell, we'll take the chance. They're all so straight, uptight, upright and rigid. They march in lockstep, we prefer to dance. We see a world of romance and of pleasure. All they can see is sheer banality. Lavender night's our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be.
And we'll now play Oh, How We Wish That We Were Kids Again. The music and lyrics are by Friedrich Hollander. And after this track, Nancy will read the notices.
Not so long ago, we Germans thirsted after blood. Ha! We had half the world in trenches crawling through the mud. Victory was in our reach as we launched U-boat fleets. Back at home, our women starved, or else they worked the streets. From Matilda on, we've had a steady line of heroes. So how come we got stuck this time with a bunch of zeros? Then a naval mutiny made it clear for all to see. The status quo just had to go in Germany. Oh, how we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at war on soft green grass. We fought with make-believe, not poison gas. And now that we have seen the face of war, we're not the same man that we were before. And we can say without hypocrisy, now we want the world to be safer. Hotels are housing communist soirees. For a brief time, Germany looked like it might go red. But then Karl and Rosa were found in the river dead. The Social Democrats decided it was necessary to enlist the aid of the old Kaiser's military. The revolution of Berlin fought a war it couldn't win, after which we happily gave in to sin. Oh, how we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at once off green grass. We fought with make-believe, not poison gas. And now that we have seen the face of war, we're not the same men that we were before. And we can say without hypocrisy, now we want the world to be safe. Throughout all Germany. Ha! That's who we can't afford it in our meager salary. We demand a raise right now or else we'll go on strike. Duff our clothes and naked we go out for a brisk hike. After all the horrors to which we have been a witness, it makes perfect sense that we pursue physical fitness. If you've always been approved, get a brand new attitude. Start to exercise each morning. How we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at once off green grass. We fought with make-believe, not poison gas. And now that we have seen the face of war, we're not the same men that we were before. And now they say we're
Deco Retro Future Events.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy with the Future Events. Are you heading off to the Art Deco Napier 2017? Don't miss out on the annual Deco Delicious Market on Saturday, January the 21st, 2017. Entry is free to this unique vintage market with all things deco, from original clothing, hats, gloves, shoes, jewellery and parasols to turbans. Live music, refreshments and on-site upcycling advice. This is your essential pre-Napier market. So save the date and start the year in the utmost elegance. Don't miss. It's going to be delightful. There is an antique and collectibles fair on Sunday the 15th of January at the Community Centre at 524 Blockhouse Bay Road, Blockhouse Bay, 9:30 to 2 p.m. Admission is just $2. There's a wide collection of antiques, collectibles and memorabilia. If you want a stall, you can inquire with Sue Hyatt, and her number is 445-1227. Sue, 445-1227. There's an antique and collector's fair at the Avondale Racecourse on Saturday the 4th of February from 12 to 5 p.m. The racecourse is at 90 Ash Street, Avondale. There's all sorts of things there: jewellery, gadget, pens, Kiwiana, vintage, tools, books and furniture. You name it, it will all be there.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I'd like to finish today with a song from Kurt Weill and Bert Brecht's The Threepenny Opera. Premiered in Berlin in August 1928, it was a resounding success. This satirical opera has often been seen as embodying the zeitgeist, but was considered degenerate by the Nazis. Fortunately, both Weill, who was Jewish, and Brecht emigrated in 1933. Here is a special early German recording of Bert Brecht, the man himself, singing the The Ballad of Mac the Knife. Listening to that. I do hope you've found our program today interesting. We'll fade out today with Marlene Dietrich singing Falling in Love Again from the 1930 film The Blue Angel.
Deco Retro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Sue 832-9493 or email Sue Olsen, SUEOLSEN, at extra.co.nz. Bye for now.